I'm Dan Hughes in the Treasure Corner. Today I want to talk about one of the best but diciest places to hunt for old coins. It's easily accessible, usually perfectly legal to hunt without asking permission, but a place that you should ask permission anyway unless you want a lot of trouble. I'm talking about that strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street in front of older houses. I've said before that one of the very best places to coin shoot is that strip of grass in front of older homes in near downtown neighborhoods. I own such a house in Urbana, Illinois, and I pulled over 100 coins from that sidewalk to street strip, maybe 15 feet wide and about 80 feet long. Now, in most cities, permission from the occupants of the house is not necessary, because that strip of land belongs to the city, not the homeowner. But most homeowners don't know that, and they're not likely to take your word for it. And even if they do know it, it doesn't matter to them. They care for that strip of grass just like they care for the rest of the yard, which they own. And as far as they're concerned, they own that strip too. They weed it, they mow it, they rake the leaves from the trees there, they might even plant flowers there. So when you show up unannounced with your metal detector and begin snooping around on that patch of no man's land, you're probably not going to be very welcome. I would never hunt such a strip without permission. The last thing I want to do is make people hate my hobby, and me. If you do hunt without permission, the result could be anything from your being asked nicely to leave to your being threatened with a weapon or even actually physically assaulted. And what happens after that? The homeowner tells his friends and neighbors about you, and they're not going to be happy when they see you with your metal detector no matter where you're hunting. And the long-term results may involve a visit by the homeowner to the police station or the mayor's office or a city council meeting or a letter to the editor of the local newspaper. And the next thing you know, the entire populace is up in arms against metal detecting in general. And the next result is that metal detecting in parks, schoolyards, and all public places is banned in your town. All because you used your legal right to detect that grass strip in front of some guy's house without asking first. Not only have you cost yourself the right to hunt parks and schools, you've also alienated all the other treasure hunters in your area, because you've cost them their freedom to hunt too. By the way, some people say they are successful in hunting these strips without objection by subterfuge. They wear an orange fluorescent vest and a hard hat, which makes them look like a city employee or a utility company guy. They say this makes them pretty much invisible to the general public, but I've often wondered what story they cook up to tell the homeowner who asks them what they're doing. They're looking for an underground power cable? Then why are they digging all those little holes instead of one big one? What are they putting in their pocket? They're looking for a gas leak? Too many people know a metal detector from a gas leak detector, so you're on shaky ground with that one. No, I personally wouldn't have the nerve to try something like that. So the bottom line of this show is simple. Forget that law may be on your side. Get permission. Comments are welcome. Go back to the show notes and click the comment button. Thanks for listening. And for more articles about metal detecting, visit my book website, treasuremanual.com. In the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.